It is Thursday morning. We check in with Keith Klein and Sue Wanzer, who both serve on the MCCSE school board. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. When I hear about Florida, it reminds me not to complain about the weather we have here.
Yeah, Mother.
And just be grateful.
Yeah, Mother Nature is awfully powerful, and she always doesn't give us her routes and flight plans and everything else. And those people just—you have to be safe. You have to be out of that. And then the part is, well, okay, the storm's gone, but if millions of people don't have power, how are you going to send kids back to school? How are you going to open businesses? How are you going to get the fuel pumps working? How are you going to do all? It's just, let's get lucky, and hopefully this thing doesn't do the damage that everybody is projecting there. But we're not here to talk about weather. That's just a frightening time down there for those folks. What's happening in school? Big vacation starts Monday and
fall
Tuesday.
Fall break coming up, Sue.
We have a fall break for our students, for our schools, for our staff, Monday and Tuesday.
A little bit different than last year. Last year was a full week, correct?
Right, and if you remember, you know, we went through a process of inviting in comments and talking to families and teachers to figure out what we do about the calendar, when we start school and when we end school, so that we could start school a little bit later, which almost everyone seemed to agree they wanted to do. We shortened the fall break, and then we also have our Thanksgiving break as well.
Sue, for purposes of clarity, we need to people are listening from both RBB and MCCSC. We're talking right now, Monday and Tuesday of this coming week, for MCCSC. The entire week for Richland Bean Blossom. So, you know, don't get confused. MCCSC, you got 2 days. RBB, you got 5 days.
A whole week, baby. I think the kids will make sure the
kids
parents
know.
Will know that immediately. And then the Thanksgiving week is an entire week again this year?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You know what?
I'm pretty sure it is. We'll worry about that near Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened because, and that was a concern, I know, for some people that we shortened this, but we kept the Thanksgiving break. But in order to back up our school start date, we had to cut out some of the break period. And so that's what the board chose to do, was to shorten the fall break.
And Sue, the annual foundation of the community school system, Monroe County, Spelling Bee just happened, and once
money
going to help teachers, those extras that schools don't normally have available. Teachers apply for grants, and some of the money from the Spelling Bee is going to help on those grants.
Well, yeah, and I was really disappointed to miss the Great Grown-Up Spelling Bee this year, especially because, Keith, it was your inaugural moderating duties for this, and I really wanted to be there, but the League of Women Voters had the school board forum, so I was there. But it sounds from the paper like it was a great success, and they raised $29,000 for our teachers.
That and it was great fun. The assistant principal from Bloomington South was the pronouncer. And I got to be the one to be the old John Weikart role of trying to make fun with some sentences. And can I give you my best one, my best line?
I don't think we have a choice, do we?
I want to hear this.
One of the words was hippopotamus.
Okay.
So Joe Doyle pronounces the word for them and goes through the whole thing. And then I come up and say, I use it in a sentence. So this is the sentence. Get ready to laugh. All right. The sentence was, according to Euclidean theory, the hippopotamus is the sum of the right side and the left side of a equilateral triangle.
That's right. He has his own theorem on
that,
right. Doesn't it?
That's right.
Pythagoras' cousin.
Right. So the hippopotamus instead of the hypotenuse.
Good.
There you go. We're in.
Yeah.
I know.
In spite of all that, you still raised $29,000.
Well, you got to see these teams, Mike. They play for blood, and they got cheerleaders and noise, and it's an amazing event. It's fun too.
Right, and that's what's so great about the Great Grown Up Spelling Bee is that it's not like the Kids Scripps Howard Spelling Bee that is very, very serious. Although these spellers are serious, there's a lot of fun and levity put into this. And the cheerleading teams that each team brings are dressed up and pretty much go wild in the audience. It's an amazing time. It's a fun time for adults.
And yesterday we had a, I hate to even talk about this, the warning message that was sent out to parents to let them know that there were rumors going around in the schools. From time to time, the schools are put in a position of having to tell parents that there are rumors of something, and that's what they are. They're rumors, but if your child is saying anything, please have them talk to the administration.
Well, yeah, and that's about the whole scary clown thing. And, you know, I saw on social media some people poo-pooing it and saying, is this really that important? Well, it is, because in other schools, corporations, and in other states, there have been some problems caused by this. So we at least want parents and families in the community to know that the school has heard this, we understand it, and if something happens, we're taking precautions. We are always, always going to err on the side of safety over everything else.
And so there haven't been any sightings, is that the word I'm looking for, in the school? Is this a fad nationally? What's the angle here?
Well, it does look like it's, I just saw it on the news again this morning. It does look like it. I mean, some kid at a school was grabbed by a creepy clown.
In school? Next to school?
It wasn't here, outside of a school, going to school. But the creepy clowns are going, like, around apartment complexes. They just appear different places. I don't know. Yeah, it's a fad, but I don't know what it is. Stephen King.
I saw that. That's why I was. I'm completely baffled by all this. I'm baffled by human behavior in general, but sometimes the extra layers that we go to, where people could be using their energies to fight such different fronts of, I don't know, helping people instead of being a ha-ha, non-funny nuisance, because it's just going to get worse.
All you have to do, Mike, is look at young people and texting and to understand how these rumors fly back
and
forth.
It's not a rumor, Keith. There's people out there doing this stuff. That's the point. I'd rather have rumors. You can talk about phony stuff all the time. I mean, this is Bloomington's. We're weird enough. We don't need any help from clowns. So hopefully we're putting our minds and thoughts and bodies to better stuff.
Exactly. Clowns will never make us any more weird. It might make other communities weird.
No.
But you're right. We already have that.
Bizarre. All right. Well, at least the school district is on top of it. At least the school district is addressing those concerns, if there are any. And again, the school phones are open. The administrative offices are open. If you have any questions, I guess like I do about this and need some help, give them a call.
And I have the answer to the fall break, Thanksgiving break. It is the entire week.
It is the entire week. That's right.
Okay. Thank you. And the other thing about the whole clown thing is that I think our school corporation has really done a really good job in the last few years of letting families know when they've heard something. We don't want to keep people in the dark, even if it is just a rumor, but we want people to be aware, and we want people to let someone know if they see something. So I'm proud of the school corporation for keeping people notified and sharing the information that we have with parents.
Proactive is better than reactive in most cases and circumstances. So if you know this is perhaps on the horizon, it's a little bit easier to have everybody prepared for it, perhaps. And we hope it doesn't happen in our community, because this is awfully silly.
One quick thing, Sue, before you go. On the 19th of October, Fairview is having its open house to display people their new artful learning.
We talked to
performing
Marty
arts
on Tuesday.
And that's open to the public, and they're going to have the kids doing some performing too.
And that is from 6 to 7:30
that
at Fairview for their grand reopening. So excited about this. So excited that they're inviting in the community. Our new principal there has just, talk about hitting the ground running. It's not like she started this the beginning of the summer. It was just a little bit before school opened. So I'm really thankful to Principal Kohlglaser for for doing this for the public to come in and share the great things at this new Art Academy that we have.
And if you'd like to hear her thoughts, we talked to her on Tuesday morning. You can find the interview at WGCLradio.com. Sue, enjoy your break. We'll talk to you next Thursday morning and see what's making news, and hopefully the clowns stay away.
Okay, and go IU.
Go IU.
Beat the Buckeyes.
Beat the Buckeyes. I like it. Sue Wanzer.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.